Happy New Year to all of you. This will be the first of what I hope will be an annual tradition of coming together on New Year's Day to celebrate the new year, but also to be together as we begin another cycle around the sun. And as you all know, at the beginning of a cycle, whether it is the beginning of a year, the beginning of a day, the beginning of a season, it is an opportunity to orient oneself. And so gathering today is an opportunity for us to orient ourselves as a group together and to bring ourselves into a space of alignment and connection as a group. And what I would like to share today is less a talk, but rather an orientation. And the orientation I would like to stress is that of love. Very simple. And for the Sufi, for the mystic, it is the foundation. It is what underlies everything. And yes, we are drawn to the beloved. And yes, we seek truth in the absolute. And we are drawn to God. But it is always through love, because of love, grounded in love, that we are drawn to go home. It is always through love. Love underpins everything for the mystic. It must be our orientation. For as great as the beloved is, it is still, even for those of us who have come to know as much as we can, the beloved. It is still abstract. It is still mysterious. It is still so unknown, as it should be. It is through love that we come to know the beloved. It is through love that we learn how to be as mystics, as Sufis, as lovers of the beloved, of lovers of God. We are lovers, and lovers must be grounded in love. That is our orientation. That is the space from which we live. We live and are grounded and are rooted in love. That is our orientation. It is our fuel and it is our fire. It is our water and it is our thirst. It is everything. It grounds our practice. In each breath, we breathe not just as a recollection and a remembrance, but as an exchange of love. An exchange of love. When we sit in silence, we evoke love in our hearts. It is the love that draws us into the space that is beyond ourselves. It is the love that is the energy that underpins this tradition. And it is the love in which we must orient ourselves. As we begin this new cycle, this new year, we return to what is there always waiting for us to step into deeper relationship with it. It is through that love that we are transformed. It is through that love that we come to know ourselves. And it is through that love that we step into the deeper space of mystery and seek, as much as we are able to, the beloved. So just as we start each day, that first breath we take each day, in remembrance, which means in love, Because if one is in remembrance from a place of truth, one is in remembrance from a place of love. And just as we start each day with that breath, with that orientation that I am here for the beloved's sake, I will honor that through my love for thee. Just as we start each day in this way, we will start this year in this way. It is a container, it is a frame, it is much more than a New Year's resolution. It is an orientation. And although it is something that for those of us who have been on this journey, enough so it has become ingrained in ourselves, it is not unknown to orient oneself towards love each day, each moment, each breath, each step. It is not something that we can never be reminded of too much. It will never become something that we cannot hear more of. It is our fire and our fuel. It is our water and it is our thirst. It is what defines us. It is our pole. It is what holds us. The Sufis have been writing about love for 1,000 years and they have never tired of it. There are so many facets, there are so many expressions. And each one is different and unique and grounded in our own experience. And our orientation, our focus, our attention, as we begin this year, emerging from what many of us in the Northern Hemisphere is a space of reflection, of darkness, of silence, emerging from that space to again claim and honor what lies at the heart of why we are here. And one can never claim love enough. Love will never get tired of our attention, of our engagement, of our tending, as I spoke about in London last month, of tending that love, of holding it, of being with it. It holds us much more than we realize. It holds us as much as we attempt to hold it. Always there, calling to us as tenderly as we call to it, as voraciously as we call to it, as adamantly as we call to it. It expresses as many facets as we engage with it, and many more. It is alive, and it is tangible. It is tangible. So much of the mystical journey is intangible, is unknown. While there are many layers of love that remain hidden, that remain veiled, the most beautiful part of the mystical journey is how the layers of love are revealed to us, are made known to us, how they invite us into a space of relationship that is both the most secret, inner, undefined, unknowable yearning, but also the most mundane and grounded physical expression that surrounds us. Those veils, they lift one by one as we make this journey down this dusty path. And the love reveals itself deeper and deeper and deeper. But it is tangible. It is tangible. It is something we can hold. And as much as truth must drive us, the desire for truth, the desire for the essence of that love, for the root of that love, for the absolute, unhindered, unveiled aspect of that love. It is abstract if it is not known and felt. It is so important to be in that space of felt relationship with that love. To let it wash over you. That is what each aspect of this tradition's practice, whether it be the breath, whether it be the meditation of the heart, whether it be the actions that must reflect our innermost desires to be in service to that love as we engage with the world around us. Each one of those practices is designed to work with love, to engulf oneself through love, to still the mind through love, to awaken one's true being through love. They all work with love, activating the heart. That's what they do. It's very simple. And our orientation must stay with that. Because it is the most simple things, the most simple and fundamental things that we must always return to. We can explore the most esoteric ideas. We can have the most profound mystical experiences. We can struggle. We can have doubts. We can have so many things as we go up and down on this journey. But we must have at the foundation this desire for love, this feeling of love that holds us. To be attentive to that, to tend that, to focus on that. That is what we do each day. To bring that space of love into a space of alive, felt being in our heart. To breathe with that love in remembrance. To embody that love as we interact with the world around us. In simple ways, in kindness, in patience, in gratitude, and in conscious remembrance of the living earth. In conscious remembrance of the living earth. Our practice is inner as much as it is outer practice. And it is all rooted in love. Every aspect, over and over and over again. And again, that must be our orientation. The most simple, the most foundational, the most essential. Because if that is there, then things can be built from that, can be built on top of that, can grow from that. And as you know, as one continues down the path, as one makes one's journey in this incarnation, one must turn to love as one's refuge. As the only thing in the end that we can count on. In a mystical sense, it is always the love that will be the only remaining. The only remaining thing that is left. Everything must go. And one becomes more and more dependent upon that love. The path narrows, they say, it becomes like a razor's edge that you stand on. Everything else is gone, but that thin sliver of love. But it holds you if your attention is there. And as the world becomes more and more unbalanced, more and more corrupt and more unstable, and as this adventure, this decades-long adventure unfolds before us, it will be love that helps contain us, just as it helps contain us on the mystical journey, the ancient mystical journey. Because love is a container, because it is real, because it is the foundational essence of creation. And if we live our lives in relationship to that, then we are held by something that is real, that was always the mystical secret. And now it has become something that is needed to help us survive this time we are in. To be held by love. As the world burns down around us, we will be held by love, not turning a blind eye to it, not disengaging from the world, but being present in it, responding to it as is needed, rooted and grounded in love. That is how a Sufi must live their life. Rooted and grounded in love. And that container can help us so much at this time. Much more than other spiritual tools like detachment. For love envelops us. It holds us. And the mystical journey is letting go into that space, trusting more and more each day. Trusting. Stepping into that space of vulnerability. And if we hold that orientation just as a guide in our consciousness as we step into this year, it can help us can ground us. And on a very practical level, the way this path works, the way the exchange of energy in this path works, is through love. So when one orients oneself, each year, each day, each breath, each moment, in that love, one orients oneself towards the energy of this tradition, which, like one's own individual container of love, also is a vessel and container that can help us be oriented towards that at this time. Without love, without an open heart, the energy cannot flow. In your own journey, and in this larger shared journey that we are on. The orientation of love, just like the breath, it plays many roles. It serves many purposes. So as we begin this year, take this into your being, this reminder of the orientation of love that must be present in our lives, that must be expressed in our lives. It is the essence of our practice. It is the essence of our yearning. It is the essence of our longing. It is the essence of those moments of union that we strive to experience. And while love, as you know, is serious and has even scary qualities, it is also a gateway to experience joy. And that is something, if we can, even when things are so difficult and so dark, that we should allow ourselves to be open to. And when we are rooted in love, we are more open to experiencing joy. We must take those moments. We must allow ourselves those moments when they come to us, in whatever shape or form they take, to be attentive to the expression of love as joy. As it comes to us through human exchanges, the silence of a sunrise, whatever shape or form it takes. It is good medicine at a time when there is so much darkness. So a New Year's message of love, and if we're lucky, a little bit of joy. Very simple. So we will have time to meditate together, orienting ourselves towards the shared love that lies at the heart of this tradition.